Just real basic, how do you start? You go to the statewide portal, efiletexas.gov. You register and you pick an e-file service provider. One handy thing is once you're registered with one e-file service provider, you don't need to re-register if you want to try a different one. And there are 12 different ones to try. There's the efiletexcourts.gov, which is sort of the one that's the companion to eFile Texas, the main portal. That's a free service. The others, they range from free and pretty basic to a little bit expensive and lots of bells and whistles. Go on the sites, try them, look at them, see what user interface you like, see what the support's like. You're going to want one with a help desk that's available 24/7, or at least during business hours. But there are a number of different ones. I'd say go to the sites and try them out. I will note that when I was talking with the efiletexcourts.gov folks, they told me that they are revamping their user interface to make it even more user-friendly. So even those folks are continuing to update and upgrade. There's some basic rules in both the trial court rules and the appellate rules, and they pretty much track each other. Of course, if we're in counties where it's mandatory, then you have to e-file all your documents there. You have to go through the main portal. There are some exceptions, wills, some sealed documents. You can also ask for leave showing good cause if you want to file paper form. This is a big one. E-file documents are deemed filed as long as they are filed on the due date by midnight, if it's during a working day.